A new exhibit at the Gaston County Museum of Art and History is guaranteed to send a chill up your spine. Hallowed Ground, How We Remember Our Dead, explores how society mourns and memorializes the deceased and how those rituals have evolved over time. One Gaston County native has a personal connection to the exhibit. WFAE Sarah D'Elia explains why.
Standing in a gallery room of the Gaston County Museum of Art and History, Billy McLean is surrounded by family heirlooms, which are also tools of his trade.
This room is from our funeral home. My great-grandfather and our business goes back as early as 1892.
Billy is a fourth-generation funeral service operator. His two daughters are preparing to enter the family business. All of the instruments and tools featured in the room were used at one point or another by someone in his family, including embalming instruments, embalming tables, glass jars, needles, a portable embalming pump, and a wooden table that his great-grandfather used as a cooling board and embalming table. Ice was usually put beneath it to slow the decomposition process as the body was worked on. It was collapsible, so it could be transported.
And the story goes that back in the old day, my great-grandfather rode around in an Indian motorcycle with a sidecar and went to people's homes on dirt roads with all these wares.
He was like a full-service funeral home, but on wheels. That's because funeral homes weren't common until the 1920s. Funerals were held at families' homes, and that's where the bodies were prepared, too. People in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were certainly used to having the dead closer. You can see that throughout the exhibit. One room is full of images from the Victorian era, featuring photographs of the deceased, often propped up sitting next to family members. And it can be hard to tell the living from the dead.
What we see next is what would be on display in a home in the early 1900s.
McLean pauses beside a wooden coffin, and there's one detail that stands out. A glass window positioned where the face of the deceased would be.
The glass was thought to allow you to see the deceased, which was quite infatuation of folks at the time. But they could see the deceased and also maybe prevent disease if there were no embalming.
In other words, the family could see their loved one, but hopefully escape any airborne disease from the body. The career of an undertaker was also quite different for those previous generations. For one, McLean's great-grandfather, grandfather, and father were not only undertakers, they were county coroners, and the family was also in the ambulance business. But as he likes to point out,
I just don't know if I'd want an undertaker pulling up to transport me to the hospital in an ambulance.
One wall of the exhibit features family photographs of the McLean family. He points to a picture of a large house with a wraparound porch.
I was born in this funeral home right here on Broad Street in Gastonia. Dad would be out running the ambulance service and going on coroner calls, but we had to answer the phones.
This was before the days of phone answering services.
We literally lived in the funeral home for four generations.
Wow, that sounds tough.
It's a hard life. It can be.
Many of the objects featured in the exhibit had been in storage for about 60 years. Opening and letting them air out was kind of like finding treasures, he says. The exhibit is open now and runs through March 5th. McLean hopes people will come out to view his family's history before it's boxed back up and laid to rest. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Gaston County.